The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The entrepreneurial spirit is to dream and to do. We are Building America.
Dan McDonough Jr. joining us now. How are you, Dan?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Make sure I get your company right. Elowit?
You got it.
Elowit.
Well done.
What does Elowit do?
Well, Elowit's a customer experience company. Okay. We're involved in telecommunications, but at the end of the day, everybody has such a horrible experience often with their internet provider that we decided to build an internet provider around a customer experience company.
Wow, that's an interesting way to put it. And that's not just from some of my experiences recently. That sounds like something that people would just say is a clever marketing thing. It's customers. But when you really mean something like that, the company is very different than other companies.
Oh, I completely agree. I think it's critical that it be part of the culture, part of what everybody stands for. It's about empowering every employee to be able to do what's right to create that experience. Otherwise, you're right. It's just a marketing slogan.
I have talked to several people recently, authors of books, who keep talking about the new age of business. It's very different. No longer do we used to create a problem, sometimes problems that didn't exist in marketing. We would say, does this happen to you? Halitosis, bad breath. And then you fix it with this product and whatever. And you were really casting this wide net, hoping to grab some of the fish. You know, hoping some people buy into it. But now the successful companies, the ones that are building these successful brands, are ones that really focus in on solving a problem, or better explained, making people's lives better.
Yeah, I agree. And I think solving a problem in the past used to mean finding a specific challenge that somebody had and solving that problem. Whereas today, the problem could just be the experience that you have with the company that already provides you. And if you can engineer a different way to interact with your customers, that makes the difference. And that gives them an experience that they appreciate and, frankly, would pay more for.
And that's always evolving, too, what their experiences are and what their needs are.
Correct. I agree.
So what do you guys do differently? How do you approach your customers differently to create that experience?
I think there's two aspects of it. One is just sort of our philosophy, and two is just the way that we actually do business. And I'll start with two. In that respect, we don't provide our services to single family homes. And I think that's what helps a lot with businesses, is when they can identify a niche. Our customers are people who own big buildings. So student living, senior housing, apartments, condos, that kind of thing. So it gives us the ability to deliver in a bulk sort of format where we're delivering this experience to everyone in that building. And that gives us some efficiencies. And where those efficiencies come in is where we can kind of change the experience. On the philosophy side, I think at one point we just looked and saw that there's this huge discrepancy between a hotel on one end of a block and a hotel on another end of a block in terms of what they can charge. And really, what it comes down to is a bed, someplace to sleep for the night. But the Ritz-Carlton can get a lot more than a motel. And the reason why is because of experience. And we want to differentiate ourselves in that regard and create an experience that people would pay for, cherish, and talk about in a positive way.
So because of these innovations, are you able to do it either cheaper or provide more services for the same amount, or both?
Or both, you know, and I think that's also been a piece of our success, is that we can create an experience around what our customers want for their residents. In some cases, it may go over the top, and in others, it may just be a robust service with somebody on the other end of the phone if you want to talk to them. And that sort of nimble behavior on our part has enabled us to sit at tables that we otherwise wouldn't be invited to.
Now, you're somebody that's been involved in you've had other businesses, right?
Certainly, yep.
So
I started in the newspaper space, in fact. So,
well, it's a good thing you got out of that. Right. That's evolved just
a
little bit.
You'd be surprised. In small communities, the small community newspapers are still doing very well. It's the regional dailies that are getting a lot of trouble with the way that the economy's changed. But if you want to reach a little town, sometimes that town's newspaper and their digital options are still the best way to do it.
That's interesting you say that. And I don't think most people realize that you're right. In the grand scale, things have changed like that for newspapers. But in local communities, people still want, whether it's newspaper or other services, they still want a way to connect locally to find out what their neighbors are doing.
Well, you said the magic word, too, connection. That's what I think human experience is all about. And I think to a degree, every successful business right now is doing that. Even if you look at things like Uber, it's about connecting a need with the supply. And the people who do that better and more efficiently will always win. And I think in a small community, that's still through a newspaper that's mailed to everybody every week. So
tell me about the entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, you're somebody who obviously embodies that. I have boiled it down to dreaming big and then doing. Dreaming and doing. A lot of people dream, not a lot of them do.
Yeah, they say in venture capital that the investments that get prioritized are the ones that have entrepreneurs that can execute. Because a great idea poorly executed goes nowhere, but an even mediocre idea well executed could be successful. So doing, I think, is the biggest part. Everybody dreams. You could ask anyone what's your dream, and they have one. But there's a difference between the people who dream it and the people who do it. They're risk takers. They're people who are not satisfied with the status quo. And it's not all about glory or fame. It's about trying to build something. Tinkerers, I guess, in a way. But the people who do are the ones that make it.
I think you're right. And it's not just, I mean, people think entrepreneurs are monetarily driven, and some are, some maybe, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's something else. And Dan, correct me if you think I'm wrong here. I think it's people who are driven to just see something accomplished. And I was thinking about this last night. I want to see positive change, like even in my company here. And I see stuff and I'm impatient and I say, why can't we go and change this? How come that wall's still there? Why haven't we changed this? We can go and do this. And I'm obsessed with putting things together and wanting to see them how they should be. Do you think that's the kind of attitude?
I think you're right. I think I'll expand on that too, because I think a lot of times anyone who gets into the entrepreneurial spirit for monetary reasons will be certainly let down, at least for a few years, because it takes a while to make something happen. So you have to be somebody who wants to see change. In most cases, that's positive, but, economically, people who seek negative change can be successful, too. But fundamentally, I think at somebody's core, they have to be somebody who's willing to take a risk to see a change happen and actually build something. And that's what separates folks who have a dream and those who actually go.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.